I have a question. My daughter-in-law's sister's husband passed away a couple of years ago. He was only 29. And the late evening of the day he died, my daughter-in-law said she was looking at her sister across the table, and there was an aura around her sister, and it was her husband all around her sister. And she just looked and stared, but she's never ever mentioned it to her sister. I was just wondering what that would be.
Okay, tell me, I don't quite understand. The aura is our own personal self, dear. What it depicts is the person that we really are, our state of health, our emotions, and our spiritual well-being. But the aura can't depict another person. So if there was another person there, she was probably seeing maybe the impression or like that of somebody right behind her. But now, the person that she was seeing, is this the person who passed on?
No, it was her sister's husband that passed on. And she was sitting across the table from her sister because the family all gathered together, and it was just her and my daughter-in-law and her sister. Her husband, that's who she saw, like a cloud all around her sister. Like, that would have been her husband that was surrounding her like a cloud. She said it was amazing, she said.
How beautiful, though.
Yes, I said, well, it was probably him, you know.
The spirit.
Yeah, loving her and saying goodbye.
Yes, I would think so. That is beautiful.
I thought so, because I've lived in so many haunted houses all my life from childhood, because my mother seems to always buy haunted houses. She sees ghosts all the time, and she just attracts ghosts. And, you know, it's not, for me, it's something I've never heard of before. But, I've used to come home from school and I'd see the cups and saucers jumping up and down the table and the piano playing by itself. And to me, it was nothing. But I had never heard of this before.
Mm-hmm.
And her husband loved her very, very, very much. And he was only 29. And there was two small children. So I didn't know what it was. And my daughter-in-law has never mentioned it to her sister that she saw it. And I thought it was something beautiful, too.
I think it was something very beautiful, dear. I don't think there was anything really to be frightened about at all.
Very good. Thanks for that phone call. Next up, let's go west of the Rockies. You're on with Lorraine Warren. Hi there.
Hi, George. Hi, Lorraine.
Hi there.
Good.
Hi. Well, I was wondering if, you know, if all ghosts can, like, materialize or move things around, or if some are just in, like, a state where they can't do anything at all.
Yes, there are certain ones. Remember, a ghost is unrecognizable. An apparition is someone that we know. So something could be an apparition to you, but a ghost to me, or just the opposite. Now, regarding the powers, they need to draw this energy in order to move anything, in order for you to actually see them. That's why people will say they feel a cold spot, or they feel very tired at the end of the day, or things of that nature, because the spirit does draw the energy in order to be able to manifest. All spirits don't appear in the same manner. Some appear just to give a message, and many times you will get that message telepathically, or even in the sleep state. That is the easiest way for a spirit to communicate with us.
Well, see, I called in to the show a few days ago, and I told George that I was being woken up by someone calling my name.
Yes.
And, I was wondering if maybe that could be related to it.
Would, dear. That would definitely be related.
Because, like, later that night, I had a cold feeling on my foot, even though I was, like, in the blankets, and it was weird, and my cat, who sleeps with me, looked across the room real fast, and then there's these, like, door stops that prevents the door from hitting the wall in my room, and they're, like, little springy things, and then as soon as he looked across the room, it sprung. There's no one there, it just flicked, and there was a springy noise. It was weird.
Well, that some type of spirit activity was active at that time, but most likely a human spirit.
Lorraine, why are there evil spirits anyway?
Well, the evil spirits usually are attracted to people who open doors. In many cases, you know, through Ouija boards, through occult practices of any type whatsoever.
So you would recommend people stay away from stuff like that?
Please stay away from it. And any of these parents who are listening right now, please don't buy these for kids for Christmas. And if you have them, bury them. Get rid of them. Don't burn it. Don't throw it away. Bury it.
Bury it. See, some people have said burn it. So you say
it.
Bury it.
Never burn it.
How far, how deep does it matter?
You don't have to bury it that deep. And if you happen to be of Christian faith, then make the sign of the cross and holy water over it where you do it.
Just my luck to bury it and have some dog dig it up and bring it to the back doors.
Oh, I don't think so. You see, there would be no scent, George, so there'd be no reason for the dog to dig it up.
Very good. Thanks for that call. Wildcard line, your turn. You're on Coast to Coast with Lorraine Warren. Hi there.
Hi, George. Hi. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. I love your show.
Sure,
love
thank
your show.
You.
Quick question. I was wondering, Lorraine, if you've ever heard of the movie called The Entity. And it was about a woman that was physically and sexually attacked by a ghost.
You know what? That is such a coincidence because, you know, just before George took the phone calls and I spoke about, you know, working with Dr. Thelma Moss and Dr. Johnson at UCLA, that was her case.
Oh, okay.
So that was a true case.
Okay. I was wondering how close the movie was to actually what happened. And
it was very close.
Oh, really?
It was very close to it. That's what you call an incubus attack, and they are terribly, terribly frightening.
Yeah, yes.
They're very frightening, and they're horribly intimidating. And, I mean, they can happen to a man. Of course, when it happens to a man, it's called a succubus. But it is a demonic spirit, and it does require, you know, usually an exorcism or something of that nature in getting rid of something like that. When it happens to a man, it would be very similar to that case in our book, The Haunted, to the Smurl family, Jack Smurl, in West Pittston, Pennsylvania, when that thing, that ugly, hag-like thing, appeared to him. And actually molested him.
Oh, yeah, we call that the old hag syndrome as well.
Yes.
Is that pretty accurate, Lorraine?
It's pretty, yes, it is.